This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. What you got to understand about the censorship taking place today, with YouTube, Google, Facebook, and Twitter now doing a massive content purge. I mean, it's out of control. As I said in a previous podcast, YouTube even went back 6 years and issued a strike against me for a video interview that I did with an author 6 years ago, an author whose book was banned on Amazon. And I interviewed him about his book being banned. And YouTube banned me today in 2018 for the video that I posted in 2012. How's that for censorship? It's so out of control. It's so outrageous. But that's not the topic here. The point is, the reason they're doing this now is because it's a multifaceted approach to destroy everyone that they can't control. Everyone who is pro-Second Amendment, everyone who is even pro-Trump, everyone who is pro-America, they're trying to control or blacklist or censor them. And this is all for a very specific purpose. As I said the other day, I was on the Alex Jones show as a guest to talk about this censorship because it's so out of control. As I said there, what's coming is, well, I've dubbed it the mother of all false flags. The mother of all false flags is going to be an event that is so huge and so devastating and will cost so many lives that it will change the power of our country. It will shift power. It will be designed to destroy Trump. It will be designed to eliminate the Second Amendment completely. And it will be pushed with such aggression that any person questioning the official story will be immediately banned and censored by YouTube, you know, Facebook, Google, whatever. Any dissenting views will be banished immediately. Because the deep state has come to realize that they cannot control this president. They haven't been able to destroy him through traditional means. They've tried the special counsel. They've tried bashing him in the media. They've tried everything. They've tried framing him for sexual assaults and this and that. They've tried to discredit his character. Everything imaginable, they've tried, and it has failed. Because the public knows the media is fake news. The public is tired of being lied to and manipulated by the fake news media. And for a long time, you could find alternative points of view on YouTube or even on Google. But that's why that crackdown is accelerating now, because they have to destroy any points of view that don't support the official narrative. But the false flag that's coming will be so deadly. My estimates are that, you know, it could easily be between 10 and 50,000 people, maybe even higher, killed in this upcoming false flag. But the reason the censorship purge is happening now is to make sure that there are no voices left on YouTube or anywhere, you know, Twitter, no voices left to counter the official narrative. They want to make sure there's no one that can raise questions, no one that can be critical of the official story, no one that can analyze it, no independent thinking allowed. And that's what the censorship purge is all about. No independent thinking allowed. You are not allowed to think for yourself, or you will be blacklisted, you will be censored, you'll be banished from the internet. You must only think groupthink. You must only be obedient. You must agree with what you're told by CNN, even though they're fake news and basically a CIA front. You have to agree with what you're told. You have to go along with the masses, with the mob. You have to denounce the right people on command. You have to say you hate Trump. And you have to say you love gays on command, regardless of whether you're the most tolerant person in the world. You must say you hate Trump and you must say you love gays. And by the way, I don't have anything against gays, and I'm on the record about that. I'm just saying that this is the obedience demand of the system. You have to follow orders, basically, to even have a voice now. That's how bad things have become online. If you don't follow orders and say what you're told to say and think what you're told to think, you are not allowed to have a channel on YouTube. You are not allowed to have any listings in a search engine. You're not allowed to have a channel on Twitter or Facebook. because you did not say what you were told to say. But now getting back to this false flag, this is going to be an event that will target Americans. It's an event that will cost many, probably tens of thousands of lives. And it will somehow, I don't know exactly how, but it will be blamed on guns and the NRA and white people and straight people and Trump supporters and conservatives. Let's see, who else do they want to demonize? Maybe it'll be blamed on me. I don't know. Maybe they'll say, the Health Ranger did it, even though I had nothing to do with it. I don't even know. I'm warning you about it, but I don't know what's going to go down exactly or where or when. Something's going to go down. I can sense it. I've been doing this long enough to know. I see the signs, connect the dots, the patterns. It's all there. They're coming for your rights. This is a two-pronged approach. They have to take away your free speech rights so you can't defend yourself verbally. And then they have to take away your Second Amendment rights so you can't defend yourself kinetically. If they take away your First and Second Amendment, you are a slave to the system. You no longer have any freedom, no longer any liberty. They can demonize you and defame you, and you can't defend yourself. You can't defend your reputation verbally, and you can't defend your life kinetically. That's the goal of the left. And that's why I say, everyone listening, it's crucial that you pick a side. Pick a side. Are you going to be on the side of the deranged lunatic left and their totalitarian censorship and the destruction of your civil rights and civil liberties and the rolling out of false flag mass deaths so they can blame Trump? You're going to pick that side? Or are you going to pick the side of the independent media, the side of pro-Second Amendment rights, the side of liberty, freedom, constitutional protections for individuals, the side that supports your right to speak? If you support that side, well, then welcome, because that's the side I'm on. I'm on the side of America. I'm on the side of real democracy that is allowing the people to engage in a public debate, which YouTube no longer allows. YouTube is out of control, dangerous totalitarianism. But you got to pick a side. Now, when this false flag attack comes, there are going to be lots and lots of videos. And just like what happens after every event, the FBI will come in and confiscate all the video cameras, just like they did with Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. They took all the mobile phones and all the videos from everybody. They confiscated all the videos from the hotels. And they made sure that the public never saw them. They did the same thing after 9/11, by the way. They confiscated every video that showed anything striking the Pentagon, by the way. And that's why, to this day, we have not seen any FBI videos or surveillance videos of any kind about what actually hit the Pentagon. And the media just told us, oh, it was an airplane. Airplane hit the Pentagon. Looks more like a missile to me. But that's 17 years ago, so we won't debate that again today. I'm just saying, if it was an airplane, why didn't they release a video or two? The answer is, it wasn't an airplane. The official story is a total lie, obviously, because they released all kinds of video of airplanes striking the Twin Towers, didn't they? 1,000 different repeated looping cycles of the same videos, and well, there were many videos. They had no problem showing you that, but they never showed you the video of a plane striking the Pentagon, did they? Because it didn't happen, people. It wasn't an airplane. It was a missile. Anyway, again, I'm not going to revisit that whole thing right now. Just telling you that something bigger is coming. Now think about the history of false flag attacks which were allowed to take place. Now, I got to define this. A false flag attack is usually a situation where the carnage is real. You know, planes did hit the Twin Towers. The Twin Towers did fall down. You know, the federal building in Oklahoma City really was blown up. Children died in the Parkland, Florida shooting, right? So the carnage is real, but the story is fake. The story is fake. Oklahoma City, it was, it's all at Timothy McVeigh, some guy with a fertilizer truck managed to blow apart this entire federal building. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I've talked to many, many experts about that event, and they tell me there's no way that a truck full of fertilizer could have blown that building apart like that. Those had to be explosives planted inside the building. Huh. Interesting. Isn't it? Same thing about World Trade Center 7, the third building that fell down on 9/11. It was a demolition job, folks. That building was not struck by an airplane. No one is even claiming it is. They're claiming that, oh, it had a few fires inside. It was on fire. Well, it's a concrete steel structure. There's no other case of a concrete steel structure collapsing in perfect symmetry because of a couple of office fires. Never happened in the history of the world. But we're told it happened on that day, when it's obvious it was a demolition job. It's, oh my God, it's so obvious. I mean, you have to be an idiot not to see that. But I don't know, people are idiots. So there's a lot of people who are easily fooled out there by the mainstream media and the false narrative. So the thing is, this major false flag that's coming, you know, they could pull the wool over people's eyes. And I got to think back to Dr. Stephen Greer. Dr. Stephen Greer, I interviewed him in Austin. He's the guy who is talking about the cosmic false flag. Now, follow me here. This might go into some a little bit of fringe territory, but follow me here because I'm going to bring you back to something that makes sense. Dr. Greer says that there's going to be a faked alien invasion. And by the way, he's the author of the book, I think it's called Undisclosed, and the movie Undisclosed, which was also heavily censored after achieving number one on, was it Netflix or Amazon Prime? It hit number one somewhere big like that. And then they censored it. And then the media was told never interview Dr. Greer, and they blackballed him. But I mean, he's used to that because he's been doing this for 20 years. He knows, like the way I know, that you're always blacklisted and censored. In any case, Dr. Greer says, and this is him saying it, not me, I'm not an expert in that area, but Dr. Greer says that many of the unidentified aircraft that you see flying around that are reported and so on are actually built by humans, built by deep state, maybe using some alien tech, I think he says, but that they're human craft, human-built craft. And they're going to use these to fake, he says, an alien invasion, to demand absolute obedience, to create a police state. Could that be the false flag that's coming? I don't know, but it's an intriguing idea. So I don't know if that's the false flag that's coming. I just know that something big is coming, very big. Bigger than 9/11, which, you know, killed thousands of people. Much bigger than any school shooting, which usually kills fewer than 100 people. You know, this last one in Florida was, what, 17, I believe? Multiply that by 1,000 to something like 17,000. That's more like the range that I fear will be unleashed when this massive false flag comes, because the censorship is a clue. The fact that they're engaging in such aggressive censorship, knowing that YouTube is losing credibility by the minute, Google is losing credibility, and they're practically inviting massive government regulation, but they're willing to risk all that anyway because they have to silence these voices because they know, they've been told, a massive false flag is coming. I don't mean everyday workers inside YouTube. They haven't been told jack. They don't know anything. They're stupid. They're libtard morons anyway. I'm talking about high-level people have been ordered to yank all these accounts, and they may not have even been told why, frankly. Some of them may know. There may be a few people in the loop. But maybe they've been told something big is coming. You got to silence all these channels and shut down these voices because we can't have anybody question the official story for what's coming. It's going to be massive. It's going to be on the scale of maybe a radiological weapon or a nuclear weapon or maybe the Dr. Greer theory that, you know, a faked alien invasion or something. Who knows? Maybe a faked Russian invasion. I don't know. These people, these deep state actors, I mean, anything's possible. They have no limits, no boundaries. And the media will say anything they're ordered to say, and the public will believe anything that the media tells them. They will swallow anything. The average person is such a sheeple. They have completely lost the ability to think for themselves. And they're absolutely obedient to apparent sources of authority, even when it's fake news, like CNN or the New York Times. So the average, if CNN reported that aliens had invaded, and that aliens told us to give up our guns, or they were going to blast our planet with a Death Star, The average person would absolutely believe that. Then they would give up their guns. And that's, I mean, don't put it past them to try something incredibly outrageous like that. They can actually just borrow lines right out of Star Wars. There's X-Wing fighters on an attack run. Or they just like mix in like Star Trek. There's photon torpedoes and dilithium crystals and a Death Star aiming at Earth if we don't give up our guns. I mean, that's the kind of total crap that CNN could push. And people would be like, oh man, we got to give up our guns. CNN said the photon dilithium torpedo crystal Death Star is coming for us. You know, that's the people are that stupid. They're actually that stupid. You can make up anything. If CNN says it, some people will believe it. That's how doomed we are, actually, come to think of it. Well, not we, not like you and me. But the masses, forget it. They've already been written off by the powers that be. They're considered useless eaters by the globalists anyway. Well, since I'm probably going to be completely censored by YouTube, if you're listening to this on YouTube, consider that something of a miracle. That's probably not where you're listening to this. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And I'm also launching a video alternative site, an alternative to YouTube. And I'll have that URL announced soon. And you can start requesting an invitation. We're going to have a kick-ass independent video site that does not censor you, telling the truth about what's really happening in our world. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.